Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey there, and welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. Thanks for being with us today. Please let us know if there's anything we can join you in praying for by drop us a note at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com, prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. Well, I've been running across this devotional and this resource in my Evernote file that I thought was super helpful. It reminded me that there's more than one kind of friend. There really is. And so one of the things that I think even as adults, not just teenagers, but even as adults we need to do is to figure out discernment. That, in other words, we would think about and begin to avoid those toxic relationships that are draining. The ability for us to find relationships that are good for us, relationships that aren't dangerous, that aren't negative, those that would fuel us. The Apostle Paul said in Galatians chapter 5, verse 7, he said, "You ran well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth?" I think that's so interesting. He said, "You ran well, but who hindered you from obeying the truth?" In other words, when he talks about a hindrance, he says who, not what. And Romans 8, verse 5 says, "Those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit." So essentially, there's more than one kind of person in our lives. They don't just bring their bodies, they bring their spirits, they bring the way they view the world. And the two kinds of people are flesh people and faith people. Flesh people are the people that tear us down. They're the people that feed from our fears. They're the people that try to deplete us. They waste our time. They drain our energy. Where faith people are the people that build us up. They're the people that feed us. And one of the things that happens for a lot of believers is they find themselves in confusing relationships that drain them emotionally. And as a byproduct, it blunts their effectiveness. Think about the pain that we could avoid if we knew how to avoid those unhealthy relationships. Now, the thing about faith people and flesh people isn't that flesh people are bad people. It just means that those are people that probably shouldn't be on the inner circle of your life. It doesn't mean that you should shun them. God wants us to love them. He wants us to be in contact with them, but it doesn't mean that they should have access to our hearts. So when it comes to surrounding ourselves with those two, three, four, five really close friends, I would encourage you to consider circling your heart with those people that are faith people. Faith are the people, are the kind of people that fill us up. They're the people that draw us closer to being like Jesus when we're around them. They're the ones that will be honest with us even when it's painful. They're the ones that help us to find strength when we're weak. And so today, I believe God wants to bless us with those kind of relationships. God wants to put those people in our lives. The enemy, he'd love to circle us up with flesh people that are draining, and he'll send those people. And so today, I just encourage you to pray for faith people in your life. Pray that God would send those faith people, those people that would fuel you today, those people that would help you find hope today, those people that would help you want to be more like Jesus today. Because I'm telling you, as you have more faith people in your life, you're going to be far more effective. And who knows, God might use you to help one of those flesh-thinking people become more like him. Hope you have a great day today, and we'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.